quiet. WSAX 473.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
WSIK 829, listening.
SHF 567, monitoring.
20567, WSIK 829.
Good morning, right back, no doubt. Have a good day.
You too, 73, a blast.
WSHM 738. Who's that? Kind of light.
Good morning, Paul.
Yep, good morning, Sam. Time for some coffee. I don't think we heard you in here yesterday. You're all right?
Looking at me?
You the man, yep.
Good. No problems over here.
I'm just saying, I don't think we heard you in there yesterday morning, so.
That may not have turned it on.
Alright, very good. Yeah, just poured myself a cup of coffee here.
10-4, got the coffee, got the dupe going, and got the spaceman, caveman FaceTime going. And talking to the old lady out the door. Alright. WSHF 567. I'm monitoring.
All right. Sounds like you got a lot going on there. All right. WSHM 738. All right, wait there, Mike, WRWB 489, WSHM 738. Wow, I just think I heard another repeater ID in here. The band must be up this morning a little bit. I'm going to pop in the shower, WSHM 738. Mike, if you're in there, I'll be back.
SHF 567, I'll let him know.
Oh, come on, guys. I'm not used to it being this quiet this early.
Okay, welcome, campers.
Now, come on now. You were the one that was gone, not us.
I was the one what there?
I said you were the one that left, not us.
Yeah, well, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, right? Ain't nobody else putting a loaf of bread on a table.
You ain't lying there.
Well, good morning anyhow.
Good morning. WSIJ-839.
You live close to another guy that gets out here every now and then. You're aware of this. It's also a ham. I remember him saying a few months ago that he heard somebody on the output of the repeater that was really close. And there's a school there, too, I think. Anyways, you know who I'm referring to, or maybe you do, maybe you don't.
Actually, I don't know yet, but I did talk to him yesterday, so right past me.
Who we talking about? I'm not sure we're on the same page yet.
I can't if I remember. Heck, it took me a month to remember my call sign.
Oh, that'd be a problem. All right, so... Alright, I'm talking, this is probably a while ago, not yesterday, so I think we're probably on different pages, and I could be on totally the wrong page myself. That's sort of, I'm just trying to be a little National Geographic explorer this morning, that's all.
Actually, it happened again yesterday morning. That's what I'm referring to.
Okay, well, again, I think I said a few months ago. His name's John. He lives over near you. Do you know who he is?
Not yet, I don't. I haven't met nobody yet. I'm actually new to GMRS, only a couple months.
Oh, okay, well... I didn't know. It was just a proximity thing, so I didn't know if you knew him. All right, very good. Forget I mentioned it.
No, it's all good. I'm sure this summer... because I'll be out at the park all the time. I'm sure I'll meet a lot of you guys, which will be awesome for me. So, it works out for me.
Hey, forget about it. Oh, so there's another guy that's on that doesn't live too far away from you, and... I haven't heard him recently because he's been on a couple of week break. I think he's back to work now, but he also says he hears like a school in the afternoon. Yeah, I'm catching all the red lights today. He hears a school on the same frequency somewhere right around you. Do you hear this in the afternoon?
Oh, yeah. I was listening to that this afternoon. I didn't catch it on GMRS, but I did catch it on FRS 15.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, there's everybody using these frequencies. A lot of family service radios I hear as I traverse through the Badlands, so there you go.
And all they gotta do is change the simple number in their configuration, and they would have no interference. But that school does get a lot of interference.
Well, that's to lock up the squalls so they hear anything out, and that thing goes for us, but if it's strong enough, it will cover up what you're trying to listen to, and you can't get around that. All right, well, very good. Anyways, all right, who's in here? Who else is in here looking for that fresh cup of 675? Go ahead. All right, they're all sleeping in today.
Must be a midweek thing, because they did that yesterday, too.
Oh, wow, your audio sounded a little different. I just picked up speed on a freeway. It might have just been my ears, but I didn't catch that. What's that?
Apparently the radio picked up the truck going by. I forgot what I said now. That's funny.
All right. All right, let's see if Charlie's in there this morning. He should just be crossing the northern goal line there.
Yeah. I'm here. Good morning, WSBT 754.
All right, good morning, Charlie.
Now turn around and go get your watch.
No, I got it today. I got a little adapter thing on the duplex receptacle that gives me 6 outlets, but it's old and it's wore out, and sometimes I wear my watch 24/7, except when I go in the shower, obviously, and that I charge it when I do jump in the shower, and then that thing doesn't always charge because the outlet is wore out, so I've been very good about putting it on a different charger. Anyways, I'll have to fix that at some point, but it is what it is. But thanks for the reminder.
Well, it's my secondary job. Well, today's my Friday, and sounds like we're supposed to get some pretty good storms this afternoon. Right about the time that I get home, perfect. And get this day over with.
I see it's going to be warmer. I think originally they didn't say it was going to do this 3 or 4 days ago. Yesterday was going to be our warm day, I thought, but I could be mistaken. But anyways, yeah, it's going to get up to like 65, so. You know, nothing wrong with a little May showers early, I guess. Wash the roads off.
Depending on who you're listening to or where you're reading your weather from, it could be anything from a light spring rain to Armageddon and tornadoes, so we will see.
All right, well, I'll just deal with it when it shows up. How's that?
That's how I'm looking at it. Like I said, it's supposed to start around 4 to 7, somewhere around there. I'll be home by then, and it won't matter.
Yeah, once you deal with the 100-year flood that we dealt with down here, I don't know if you remember when that was, I don't know, 2014 or 15 or something. You deal with that, nothing could be as bad as that, when I look at it.
I remember a little bit of it. The shop next door's got a truck well. They couldn't use it for a week because it was full of water. It was right about the time I got this truck. I don't know what year it was. I know that soon after I got my truck, I had to go up Grossbeck, and my stop and go, brakes got hot, hit the water puddle, warped my rotors.
That was a lot of rain that day. It
you know, it rained all day, not real heavy, but all day, and so the ground was already saturated, and then the really bad rain came. So it was developing right over our head. It wasn't like a storm that came, that was moving through. I mean, it was developing right over our heads and not moving. And there were some pretty hefty downpours for sure. So the bridge, like just before I-75 on 696, the water was up to the bridge. That whole freeway was flooded. It's pretty bad. I don't think it affected you up your way at home, but down in this area it was terrible. So you would have been working down here, so. Yeah, I don't know, it was 2014 or 15, something like that. Really, I'm within a year anyways.
Yeah, we have a really humongous drainage ditch not far from my house, so we don't tend to flood.
Yeah, but I don't think it was happening way up there. It was more down here was what I was saying, but, I was watching a storm on, on the weather thing, and, I also had a weather station up recording the rain rates, and that thing was, like, reporting rates that I had never seen before. It was terrible. I had water up the driveway, and out in the street was just under my kneecap, so it was a lot of people got flooded around me and never back fed in my basement, but a lot of people got their basement flooded due to that stuff. For the next week or two, you could see all the garbage on the curb that they emptied out of their basement. It was so bad.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Coming down 13 Mile Road, every house had a pile of stuff, man. There was so much water damage. Furniture, old clothes, anything that you can imagine in the basement was now on their front yard.
Yep, that's it. That was the scene. I heard Mike in this morning. He's probably going in for some extended beauty sleep. The RWB 489 from WSHM 738. Where are you at there, Mike?
His pillow must have him and a full Nelson, and it ain't letting go.
Yep, sounds like it. Sam, I know Sam was in there earlier, but I think he's jockeying a couple things around there. I did talk to him before I jumped in the shower, so.
Normally, about this time, I think he's on his video call with that buddy of his, so who knows? I haven't heard Sam all week.
He wasn't in here yesterday. He said he had a lot of things going on. What is this truck driver trying to do? Ay-ay-ay-ay. All right, anyway, yeah, so he was in there this morning a little bit, and that's what he's doing. Having coffee, talking to that guy, and kissing the wife as she was heading out the door. Conditions have been real nice out here lately. Seems like a step change in a positive direction.
Yes, I have noticed a difference over the last week or so. It's been beautiful.
Yes, it has. S.I.J., you're still in there, correct? Or did you fall asleep there?
No, I'm still here. I've been sitting out here for a 2.5 hours, actually.
I just seen a picture of Iggy Pop yesterday evening, and man, is that dude getting old.
Yeah, he's been pretty much going hard and put away wet, man. looks, like you say, pretty doggone old.
Yeah, he only ever had one song I liked, you know. I don't know how the guy had his career so long, you know. It's amazing to me, but like I said, I only know one song that was any good from coming out of that guy. I think it was called 5'1". You ever hear that one?
No, I can't place it.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's his only one, by my opinion. What'd you do for a cell phone back in those days? They didn't have them, Charlie, when you were on your little float-a-boat excursion. Cell phones was not an issue for you back then.
Give me pagers weren't even a thing then. I don't know. Somebody tried to call you if you didn't have a phone. They didn't call you. They left a message wherever they thought they could.
I remember those days, driving around, going to a phone booth.
You thought you were really cool when you found that one that's car level in a gas station parking lot. You could drive up to it.
Yeah, and when you get up to it, you find out the receiver was ripped off right out of its socket.
Yeah, I kind of laugh at some of these people at work. We got one woman, she don't work in my department. I keep saying they need to get rid of phones, period. Get them out of the shop. Too many people watching Netflix. And she's like, well, I got kids. You know, I'm going to have my phone. My kids need to get a hold of me, and they need to get a hold of me. And I'm like, well, you know, back in the day, they used to call the front office. And the lady would come out and give you your note. Instead of break, go give them a call on the payphone.
Yeah, well, it's a prevalent part of the workplace anymore. You see it all the time.
Yeah, they kind of looked at me. The plant manager gave me that look one day when they said they were going to take this new guy that was in my department for a few days and put him over in that department. I said, you guys going to issue them a stool and a cell phone? How does that hurt?
Yeah. Well, there's nothing wrong with checking your phone every now and then or looking at something real quick, but the problem is most of these younger kids don't know how to limit it.
Yeah, I touch mine very rarely. Wow, that guy just about got T-boned. The hell with that red light, huh? And that traffic that's coming through it. Holy moly, I don't know how he made it. Yeah, mine sits on my desk, man, and I pick it up every now and then to check for messages because my dad's not doing well. So that's about it, man. I don't have time to watch videos and TikTok and Google and everything else.
Yeah, alright, I get it. Check my text. Check my email every now and then. Check the price of gold and silver, and that's about it. But I don't neglect my job, which is why I get a very good review. And they just gave me some more money yesterday. How about that?
Yeah, we're pretty slow in my department right now, so I got the kids cleaning. They got like one machine to run with some little bit of a cycle time. So I said, grab a square bottle, a handful of rags, and you start cleaning that one. You clean this one. You do this one. So while they were busy cleaning, the one guy, he was up on the ladder cleaning off the top of a machine, and the boss was in that other department and says, you guys see that dude over there? see him up on that ladder? That's what you guys need to be doing.
Yeah. They probably didn't like that.
I know that none of them like to work in my department. And they get over there, and the first thing they do is think, can I go over here and work? Can I go over there? Charlie works me too hard.
Gotta go easy on these snowflakes there, Charlie. Can't be beating up on them. Because they're at work, you should be happy they're just there. You want them to do work too?
Yeah, I tend to forget they did me a humongous favor showing up. I tend to forget that part.
I've been working every day of my life, Charlie, just probably like you and a lot of other people, so still doing it. I got contacted from a guy that I used to go out to a place. I think I was talking. You know what's weird? Weren't we just having this discussion about, not the exact same place, a little further north, Baltimore, Maryland. Anyways, I used to go out there too, so I just got an email from a guy yesterday. I haven't talked to him in a few years, and he was saying, oh yeah, I got 30 months left. I said, I'm probably on the same time frame, so he's a little bit younger, but it's East Coast stuff there again, but just a little further north of Baltimore. So anyways, I caught up with him and talked to him on the phone for a little bit. All right, well, hey, it's getting close to your time, I see, so I'm almost where I need to be, so we'll catch you later. Have a good morning. I'll let you wrap it up, and I'll be listening out to BSHM 738.
I probably have just pulling into my parking spot as we speak, so maybe catch you this afternoon or not. If not, we will catch you Monday morning. WSBT 754-73.
It's the morning hogs. The morning radio hogs. See ya. WSHM 738. Shameless. Shame on us for having normal conversations on this thing for 25 minutes. Shame on us. WSIJ, I forget the numbers. Anyways, you have a good morning here. I'm just about at my donut shop. You have a good one there. WSHM 738.
WB at 49 calling WSLI 302. I copy.
WSDU 202, good morning.
Negative copy on WSLI 302. How about that, WSHF 567, you out there this morning?
Everyone, have a great day.
WSDU 202, good morning. Yabity, yabity, do. WSDU 202, Sue, are you out there?
What up, 202?
202, base to mobile.
410, just seeing how this radio's sounding out there.
WSDU 202 to base.
202 mobile to base.
you hear me that time?
I hear you now.
All right, I'm going to go swing by Rodney's house real quick. All right, I'm leaving Mike's right now.
Okay, I just turned this over.
WRVV 690, base listening.
I'm gonna clear out. WSU 202 clear.
That radio sounds good, huh? 202.
Does it sound all right or what?
That sounds better when she's talking on it for some reason. How come?
She's on a base and probably on Mount Clemens and I'm mobile.
That is a WSKJ270, I guess. Probably because she's a girl and you're a man. She sounds better than you.
Hey, yeah, there you go. That all makes sense, don't it?
And a girl that gives the time all on the hour. But it was like, huh?
Yeah, except for my girl makes sandwiches.
That sure beats just telling the time, huh?
Yeah, Rodo.
Guys, have a nice day out there. I just thought I'd say hi. WSHK270. Clear.
Have a good day, man. WSU 202 cleared.
I'm going to tell Rodney I said hi.
Rodney's been picking on DJ. WQVL 833.
Oh, no, not poor DJ.
It's funny.
Who's going to give the traffic report? Oh, my. I stopped and had a talk with Rodney before I tried to get him to quit picking on people, but he said he liked doing it.
He always has. He never stopped.
There you go. I stopped in and talked to Shifter, too. I said to him, why don't you quit making everybody enemies all the time? And he said, well, that's just what he likes doing. So be it. That's what they like doing. That's the way it is.
Why are we bringing 11-meter garbage up here to 65 centimeters? That really makes sense. WRWB 49.
This is WSHJ270. How you doing up there, Mike?
I'm doing, but I just don't understand the whole purpose, the whole premise of bringing 11-meter garbage up to 65 centimeters. I mean, you want this to turn into 11 meter? I mean, that's what will happen, you know?
Well, what do you think about the weather today? Talking about maybe a chance of storms this afternoon. Gotta keep an eye out for it.
Well, hi, Mike. Seemed like you come from 11 meters. No need to gatekeep.
I didn't see it anywhere in them instructions. You're limited to what you can talk about. You just can't use bad language.
I mean, you want this to turn on 11 meters? I mean, it's already bad enough. You got, people out there like Scott and Eli and everybody else, you know, causing unwanted QRM, you know, on this frequency. You know, ka-chunking and jamming up the repeaters. I mean, if that's what you guys want, you know, hey, have at it.
I don't know. As far as I know, they've never ka-chunked or caused QRM or anything when I'm out here.
You go ahead and keep your blinders on. WRWB is at 49. I'm just standing by.
Nothing blinding about it. I don't know. Eli never did anything to me. I don't know. This is WSHA270, keeping it real. Start none, there won't be none. Thank you to the repeater owners for keeping the system up and going. Do appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Mike, and the other guy, you guys have a great day. Just programmed up this radio. It's one of those commercial radios I got it working up here. You guys sound great. Have a great day. WQVO 833.
Yeah, you're sounding good there, 833. You did a good job, whatever you did to it.
Thank you. All I did was put it on frequencies, the correct bandwidth, and so forth. I like doing that stuff. Thank you, by the way. You sound great, too. WQVL 833. I'll catch you around the band.
Stand for the WSHQ 270, clear.
The reason why I say that, because, you know, it has happened, you know, on several occasions. People have been tracked and they have been caught. So it's not like, you know, we're just making this stuff up.
Yeah, it's not right, it's not right. So what are you going to do about it, huh?
You take care of it.
That's all. Can't go around punching everybody in the face, can they, huh?
Would rather just, you know, bow down and get on their knees and hang out with staff, but, you know, that's not my MO.
I'm not hanging around with anybody. It's just a little hobby, that's all. Some people are taking it way too serious. Getting involved in physical altercations over this is crazy. I've had guys interfere with my QSOs. I just say, hey, have a good day, and I turn it off. That's the end of that.
But I mean, when that stuff starts infiltrating and coming up here, I mean, before you know it, you know, it's gonna be another crapshoot. And, you know, we're trying to not let that happen.
I don't know. I guess I'm not out here enough to let it bother me, I guess, huh?
To a point where they had to, unlink the repeaters because they got so bad, and they were just jamming everybody just to do it, playing music and just fluttering it with all kinds of, swearing and cussing and unwanted QRM. Nobody wants that.
It seems like a couple months I was out here, and, man, I was listening to guys up in the UP talking. They had them linked all the way up to the UP, huh?
I was linked until the influx of that came from 11 because of one main facilitator. And then it just, you know, it went to crap.
Maybe eventually everybody will get along and it'll just kind of mellow out, huh? People get tired after a while.
I keep saying, yeah, I'm lying here. I mean, I've been, you know, dozens of films.
Whereabouts you at right now? You're kind of like jumping in and out of the repeater a little bit. Hope you can still hear me out there, Mike. Have a good day. Don't work too hard. This will be WSHJ270 listening.
Who's the row is that? And that would give me something to talk about, right? Anyway, no, I'm just up here in Baltimore.
Still quite a few miles to the repeater, huh? Your receive break up like that, does it start getting choppy, or you think it's just on the transmit side?
Receive's just fine. My transmit, well, it can be sketchy because I'm in areas where, you know, where it's like at the end of my street right here.
Yeah, when you're in there, you're in there. I mean, it's nice and clear, you know what I mean? Good modulation.
Mike, do you have a mobile antenna mag mount, or are you talking from your HT? WQVL833.
20-watt mobile with a cheap mag mount. Nothing spectacular. It's one of those diamond and kind of quad band.
Okay, I was just wondering, there is a little bit of picket fencing in there, but, you know, I can read you 100%. I know I like to listen. You know, I just take my little HT with me sometimes. The signal's so strong here around Sterling Heights that, well, I'm on my base now. I got a better antenna for the base.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm just running a mobile. Nothing spectacular, you know. Little QB25 by Radio Oddity. Nothing spectacular.
Yeah, I like those little rigs too. They're inexpensive and easy to program. I've got I got one of those Motorola commercial radios. I set up for GMRS, you know, exclusively. It scans and everything. It's nice. Good sound.
I like those new Motorola radios they have out right now with the touch screen, and you can do whatever you want. That's, you know, really stellar, but you've got $4,000.
Yeah, they can get expensive. This wasn't expensive, just a $50 radio on eBay.
Yesterday I got to play with, it's a DPD officer's, it's all touchscreen. It's all, you know, linked to P25. You know, it's a P25 rig, you know, and it's linked to, you know, every precinct and department in the area.
Yeah, I know. I was looking at those, you know, a lot of the hams, you know, some of them have digital now. I was thinking about getting one just to put it on there and figure out how it works. But I'm lazy. Lazy or having too much fun the way it is.
I hear you there. Yeah, I'm just out in the boat. That's it. You know, I heard you guys talking about that garbage. You know, I try to keep that separated because we've been having trouble for like the last year or so with QRM, you know, just on a daily.
Yeah, I was listening to a lot of that, not saying much, but Yeah, I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that. I was just, that was really something only a few people would understand, not the casual listener. I didn't bring 11 meters up, but apparently they knew what I was talking about.
Make no mistake about it, he has a radio because it was given to him and programmed. So, and yes, he has done it a few times.
I like listening to both sides because I heard Lenny, he likes the monitor here. Lenny does.
Like to talk here and cause trouble. He's another unlicensed jail operator who likes to cause trouble.
Yeah, I actually heard him on here.
Friends that are licensed that talk out here, they're just as guilty because they do it too.
Yeah, well, I know, it's a voice thing with me. I don't always know the name, but I sure know the voice.
I'm at my QTA, WRWB 49, be clear.
Yeah, all right, Mike, I'll catch you later. Have a good day, don't work too hard. 73, WQVL 833.
WSIA 776 monitoring.
WXIK 839 listening. WXIK 839 listening.
We're in Camp George David 294 with a radio test.
There's somebody in there, but I couldn't quite make him out. There was a lot of picket fencing and what have you.
TG294, trying out of antenna 96 in Woodcomb.
That was you earlier. I can hear you a lot better now.
One more try, William Sam George David 294, radio check, over.
Radio check, this is WQVL 833 in Sterling Heights. You're coming through here. Good.
WSIA 776 monitoring.
WSIH station. Hey, you sounded really good. WQVL 833.
Didn't catch the call, but I heard the station in there, Sterling Heights. Just wondering, are you on the Detroit repeater, or are we back links with the Mount Clemens, WRVV 525?
I'm in Sterling Heights near Mount Clemens, dialed into the 675.
Alright, yeah, good deal. I'm over here in Oak Park, the Detroit 65, so I guess we are back linked for the time being, at least.
Yeah, it seems that way. There's a little bit of choppy, but I guess you're mobile, but you're coming through real good. Anyway, just thought I'd let you know, I'm over here doing some stuff, so I'm going to get back to that. You guys have a great day out there. This is WQVL 833.
All right, yeah, thank you. Pulling up on a stop here shortly, so I'll just be listening. WRVD 525.
WSLR 20, radio check. Anyone out there? Hello.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
WRWV 489, WSHM 738, good afternoon.
Hey, what's going on, man?
You know, just another day in paradise.
It was like the number one hit by Phil Collins back in the day.
Good for him.
Not a fan of Phil Collins?
Yeah, I was. I mean, you know, even he said at some point, you know, it was Phil Collins was everywhere. It's a little too much Phil Collins. You could OD at some point on Phil Collins.
And it feels like he's still everywhere.
Yeah, probably is. I can tell you he's in the air tonight. Ooh, see what you started, Mike? Look at all these Phil Collins drops.
Well, as long as there's no crack in the window, you're okay.
Right, that's the best one of all, for sure. Anyways, you all done your midday break?
I got one more stop, and then that'll be it. I'll be done. I just came back from the other Demetrius.
You are just all over the map on that stuff. let me get out of here. I think I could be back in a minute, but I don't really know. So let me see what's going on here. I'll be back. And there's my phone call. Perfect timing. All right. WSHM 738.
Yep, we'll catch you in a minute. Yeah, go ahead. You're making it in. I'm assuming you're trying to get into the Detroit.
WSIA monitoring.
WSBG 754.
Honor Charlie, RWB 4090.
What's happening, Mike? On the way home.
What's going on, Charlie? No, I was just looking at something that someone sent me. What a joke.
Uh-oh. Not something like the last thing you sent me.
You know the main players in the game? You know, now they're trying to, you know, drum up fallacies on the public domain.
Oh my God. Really?
Yeah. Well, they had no life, you see. I mean, that's how they lived their life.
What will they think of next?
WSIA 333 Mobile.
Go ahead. We got you in here.
Oh, that's excellent. Yesterday I was having trouble for some reason.
Yeah, if that was you yesterday, you had something going on with your audio and it wasn't sounding too, you know, kosher. If I remember right, Charlie.
I was going to say the same thing. The deep voice sounded familiar, other than it was so muffled and garbled it was hard to get you out there, 333. This is WSBT 754. Name is Charlie.
Yeah, it might have been because I was around Belleville when I was trying to chime in.
Yeah, it sounded like more to it than that. It was just really, like you had a sock in your mouth or something. You're really mumbly and garbled. It was hard to pull you out.
Wow, that's really weird. I don't know what's going on. This is the second mic I've had for this machine, and sometimes it works, and apparently sometimes it doesn't.
Right now, you got some type of noise coming in with your audio on the back end.
It might be because I have noise cancellation on.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell. Does it sound like a bit of a whine, Mike?
It sounds like he's picking up something from the like alternator or the engine, something like that, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, you're coming in. You're loud, man. You got good audio for sure. You're totally readable now.
How about with the noise cancellation off?
I didn't get much with a short transmission, but it didn't sound too bad at all.
I was just saying that I turned off the noise cancellation and wondering if that was worse or better, I don't know.
Yeah, actually, you had quite a bit of noise coming in with you. Your audio's a little bit hot. That might be part of it.
How about now? Is the audio a little better?
Yeah, a little better than when you turn your cancellation off, but it's still a bit hot. I don't know if you can turn down the audio just a little bit. That might help.
On my radio here, in order to turn it down, I got...
I see the clowns are out here trying to step on you, and it ain't working.
What's going on there, Don? We hear you. I thought that was Don.
I don't know. Alright, I've got everything turned down to low, and I've backed off the mic a bit. Is that helpful?
No, not at all, man. That was quite garbage, actually.
I don't know.
It's about the same.
I don't know. I'm a pirate. But they don't even recognize your voice when you come in at the off times. Shameful.
Well, I'm going to be dropping out anyway. I'm going to drop out of here. And I will catch you guys Monday morning.
We'll be waiting for you with the watch on my wrist.
Catch you later, Kelly. A good weekend, WSHF 567.
WSHM 738.
Yeah, I got your text. Wow. Huh. Man, they must think about you in their sleep. My Lord.
Unbelievable, you know. Oh, my God. Yeah. Jeez. Anyway.
Got a text? I want one, too.
Sorry, you're playing second and fiddle to this cat, buddy. You just get comfortable with that seat for now. So, anyways. Ay, 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 ay.
Alright, I'll catch you guys later. WSBG 754.
See ya. Who are you helping with the audio check there, Mike?
Don't remember. It was a lot worse than it was today. It was really bad. I got to check out one of those Motorola ATX N70s. Somebody I know had one for his job, and things are pretty neat.
Oh, you were, say that again, the audio is low there. I turned it up, go ahead.
Got to play with one of those Motorola ATX.
Did you like them?
Good radio, but I mean, I don't think you can buy them for, what, the civilian market? Or can you?
I don't know. I'd have to check into it.
Basically, it's like an HT / smartphone, you know, and it's it works off of P25 and, you know, and it also does like 4, I think it's just 4G and Bluetooth capabilities.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have to look into it. I heard you in there too, Sam. Good afternoon from WSHM 738.
Paul, Charlie.
Yeah, you were a little weak in there, Sam.
I think it's because someone's playing, maybe. I don't know, but it is what it is.
They were playing a few minutes ago, but you were just dropping out, I think, so you're all right.
Change the situation.
Yeah, what are you going to do, you know what I mean? They're ineffective for the most part, so... But I will tell you that that was real close to Kelly and Crazo, that signal that was trying to key on Mike.
Send for.
Gee, I wonder. But they'll sit there and scream up and down, right? Anyway, but yeah, I was checking out that radio. It's a pretty nice radio. It's got a touch screen. Of course, his has already been pre-programmed for, you know, every precinct for his job.
Yeah, okay. I just been happened doing a little running around, and I was right there at Kelly and Frazo, and they were trying to key on you, Mike, so. And there was the HT, full scale, on the input. Currently at Glendale and Gratiot, which is just like a block south of 11. So.
Right, but... oh boy, WRWB 49.
Yeah, that one was just one timing, that's all that was. Right? Right area at the right time.
We doubled, but yeah. But they don't do it, right? Anyway, yeah, we heard you in there too, Sam. I want to say just say hello.
I'm mostly listening. You guys have a good weekend.
You're getting rid of us already for the whole weekend too?
I said I'm monitoring. You guys have a good weekend.
the weekend yet.
Close enough.
Not close enough, if you ask me. Yeah. All right, Sam. We'll catch you later. Yeah, you're right, Mike. They don't do it. That's what you're talking about, telling the truth. You're right. I'll side with them on that one. They don't do it.
Are you trying to say the truth isn't their strong suit?
Oh, yeah, well, whatever. Anyways, so I forget, Mike, you got one more stop, but is your stop a long stop, short stop? Left field, right field?
Not a long stop, just maybe a couple. That's about it, and then I'll be done.
Well, I gotta make another stop here in a minute, so. You know, my run around here. All right, we'll catch you later, Sam. Mike, you have a good one. WSHM 738, I'll be listening out.
All right, there, Sam. Paul, we will catch you later. WRWB 49 will be clear.
WSFF 330 Global.
WSCU 202, good evening.
This is WSME 336, testing out a radio.
The radio sounds good.
Hey, great for the comeback. Yeah, just testing it out and seeing how it's working. I appreciate the comeback. Thanks.
Yeah, it's working for you. This is WSHJ 270.
All right. This is WSME 336. I'll be clear.
WSHR 566 on the morning.
WSBW 410 monitoring.
WSJF 896 radio check, please. WSBT 257 or WSIP 284, WSJF 896. You got a copy?
This is WSIP 284, 896. I got a copy on you.
Copy that. Outside you loud and clear. Coming in full strength.
Roger that. I have you, Lima Charlie, as well, 896.
WSJF 896, WSIP 284, WSIP 257, you are both loud and clear here. Over.
Copy that, 257. I do have a little bit of static around back, in your background, but you're coming in full strength.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, coming in loud and clear on my handheld.
Copy that, 72. Yep, I got you loud and clear as well. Sounding good. Two eight four 257, you still out there? Just adjusting some settings here. You still able to copy 896?
WSJF 896,
WSJF 897,
yep,
still
copy
loud
and clear. I'll see that, thank you. WSJF 896, I'll be here.
This is WSIT 284. Good to hear from you this evening, gentlemen. Good to hear from you out there, Paul. WSIT 284, I'll be clear.
WSME 336.
This is WSDQ 996 calling WRWB 489 out there, Mike. WRWB 489, this is WSPQ 996, you out there, Mike? Copy, WRWB 489, Mike, this is WSPQ 996, monitoring.
WSIK 839, listening.
WSIK 829, listening.
WSIE 375, Matt from Clinton Township. You're coming through very clear.
I should hope so. I'm your neighbor.
Oh, really? Also Clinton Township?
No, actually Frazier.
Cool. We are pretty much neighbors. I'm bouncing off the Mount Clemens repeater. I imagine you're doing the same.
Not looking at my radio, but I believe I'm actually using the same repeater.
Okay. Good talking to you. This is Matt. WSIE 375. I'll be clear after your last.
Hi, Matt. You have yourself a good evening. Let me do it, God bless.